Hello, everybody. Glad you're here with me at Word Song. Praise God. Looking forward to doing some lessons here with you about the gifts of the Holy Spirit, about the baptism of the Holy Spirit, probably, and just about being hungry for the Holy Spirit in general. Praise God. God wants us to be close to Him, doesn't He? And I know that, you know, He desires that. I know I was reading in Psalm 84 earlier today, and just, you know, you read through the Psalms, and I'm not going to turn there, but you read through the Psalms, and you find many times that, you know, they're desiring to be in the presence of the Lord. They're desiring to be close to God. You know, the psalmist wants to spend his life in the presence of God. It's better to be in the courts of my God than outside, you know, for 1,000 days. I mean, he just wants to be close. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High, there's a drawing. There's always a drawing into the presence of God and to be close to Him. Praise God. Just important. Well, so anyway, I want to start off at here reading. Well, and as I start to read, I want to encourage you. There's going to be a few lessons along this line, and I want to encourage you to read 1 Corinthians chapter 12, 13, and 14. I would suggest reading them all at one time, just as in a sitting, and just kind of get a drift of what the Apostle Paul was saying to the people, because they all go together. So it would be a good foundation, a good start to just read those three chapters. Read them over a few times, amen, and then come back, and as I get the messages up, we'll just have a more cohesive platform to work from, because we're kind of from on the same page. But anyway, let me just read some verses here in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Praise God. Hallelujah. First two verses I want to read are just the first two. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. You know that you were Gentiles carried away unto these dumb idols, even as you were led. I'm going to read the third verse. Wherefore I give unto you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus a curse, and that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord, but by the Holy Ghost. Now, sometimes I think there's a little confusion about that. He's talking about the gifts of the Spirit here. He's talking about people operating in spiritual gifts and speaking forth, and he's just saying that, you know, if a prophecy comes forth, it's not going to call Jesus cursed. And some foul spirit, some familiar spirit is not going to be able to declare Jesus as Lord, because it's coming from the wrong spirit. It's coming from the wrong side. Amen? So that's one way that you can know that it's the Spirit of God working in these things. It's not drawing attention to flesh. It's not drawing attention to people. It's drawing attention to the Lord. Amen? Amen. Another good way is that anytime these things, you see gifts of the Spirit or these things in operation, there's a peace. There's a peace from God in your own heart, because the same anointing that's causing that gift to manifest is in you. And there'll be a peace about it. And there's one thing that the devil can't counterfeit, and that's the peace of God, because he doesn't have it. But you do. Amen? So you can always follow peace in your heart. That's what the Apostle Paul told us in one of the epistles. Always follow peace. Follow peace. Let peace be the umpire in your heart. Follow the peace of God. Anyway, now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. God does not want us to be ignorant of these things. And that word ignorance is kind of ignorant is kind of interesting, because, we don't want to make a choice to just push this subject aside. And we'll get into that more. I don't want to get on that too much, because now I want to get to another verse here in this same chapter, Well, before I get there, though, let's look down at verse 8, if you got your Bible there. Look down at verse 8. And these are the manifestations, or what we commonly call the gifts of the Spirit. I just want to enumerate them. It says, for to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another diverse kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But all these worketh that one and the selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he wills. I want you to notice something right there in that last verse. Two things. He divides to every man. Every man includes you and I. Every man includes you. You may be pumping gas at a filling station. You may be at a cash register in a supermarket. You may be on the floor selling. You may be a carpenter. You may be a painter. You may be a mechanic. You may be a brain surgeon. Amen? You might be a psychologist. There can be any number of areas of work. You know, but we're all part of the body, and God wants to use each one of us, and every one of us, this is available. These gifts, the manifestations of the Holy Spirit, are available to every one of us. Now, he's the one that chooses. God's the one that chooses who to use and how to use them, and we just learn to cooperate with them. That's a lot of what these messages are going to be about. I really, really am trying to stir you to a hunger for the things of God and a hunger for the things of the Holy Spirit. Praise God. I'm just going to keep moving here because I don't want this to be too long. I want these messages to be kind of within a time frame that you can sit down and listen to them easily. And because I know everybody has busy days. Praise God. Now, if we go further down, we get down to the last verse in chapter 12. And it says in the King James, but covet earnestly the best gifts. Covet earnestly the best gifts, and yet I show unto you a more excellent way. But let's focus on that first part. Covet earnestly the best gifts. The literal translation says, but zealously strive after the better gifts. The Amplified says, but earnestly desire and cultivate the best gifts. The NIV says, now eagerly desire the greater gifts. Weist translates it, but be constantly zealous after the greater spiritual gifts. Now, to covet is a strong desire. To covet earnestly is even more so. Most of the time, when we hear the word covet, it's associated with something negative. That is, you know, something that we shouldn't do, the don'ts, something we shouldn't crave, something we shouldn't lust after, something we shouldn't desire strongly. It's usually a warning. Don't covet this. Don't covet that. Don't covet your neighbor's wife. Don't covet their boat or their car or their house. That's not good. So it might seem kind of strange to us that God uses this language through the Apostle Paul to describe these things in a positive way. But he did. God did do this. These are God's words through the Apostle Paul. Amen. These chapters have not been removed from the Bible, though some preachers and theologians try to do that and tell us that these things passed away, but they didn't. The Holy Spirit's just as much a part of what's going on today in our lives and in the world as ever. And that's what these three chapters are really about, and we need to understand what's in these three chapters. Praise God. Amen. Yep. He did say to covet earnestly. Not only does he not want us to be ignorant of these things, that is the manifestations or the gifts of the Holy Spirit, but he wants us to covet them earnestly. He wants us to desire them greatly,
and zealously cultivate them. He wants us to be involved with the Holy Spirit. Amen. Involved with him and involved in the works of God. Praise God. The question kind of comes down to, are we hungry for these things? You know, well, one of the reasons we don't see a lot more manifestations of the Spirit in the church world today is because we're not really hungry for them. You know, now, I would imagine most people listening to these messages or listening to this message on this website would be, familiar with these things, at least to some degree, and, you know, have some kind of inclination toward wanting to follow on and do the things, you know, that God wants us to do and do the works of Jesus and function and flow in the Holy Spirit and see God move and see revival. Amen. But there's a lot of people that just, you know, I don't want to have anything to do with this. And, you know, there's generations, or at least a generation, but I think probably it's been on the wane for a while. There's just a lot of people that really don't know much about the Holy Spirit other than the fact, well, I got saved. He lives in me, but that's about it. In terms of having a relationship with him or moving forward, learning how to function and flow with him, not so much. Not so much. But God wants us. God wants us. God wants us to be earnestly desiring and cultivating these gifts, cultivating our relationship with the Holy Spirit. Amen. So just, you know, ask yourself, you know, do I need to be hungry? Do I need to be hungry for this? Have I been desiring it? I mean, let's think about it. You know, desire for a second. If you want, let's say you want a new boat, you know, or you want a new, I mean, I have guitars. You know, if I want a new guitar, how focused do I get on that? You know, now sometimes some people can get really focused on what they want. Oh, I want that, I want that, I want that, I want that. Well, and you can let that be to an extreme and it can be a problem. But here, God is telling us to covet earnestly these gifts. Amen. He wants us to want them. Amen. There would be absolutely nothing wrong with waking up every morning and just thanking God for the Holy Ghost, thanking God for the moving of the Spirit, and just leave yourself wide open for the Holy Spirit to teach you and help you to move in the gifts of the Spirit and learn how to function and flow with a word of prophecy or a word of wisdom or a word of knowledge or the gifts of healings. Or however the Lord would choose to work through you in any particular situation or in any day. But we have to be hungry for those things. Because if we're not hungry, we're not listening. If we're not hungry, we're not looking for it. If we're not hungry, we're not anticipating or expecting the Holy Spirit to move in those ways. We're just walking by our understanding, just kind of kicking along, kicking the can down the road, doing one day after another. He wants us to be hungry for the things of God. I mean, he goes, you know, he wants us to have our hearts set on the things of God, set our affections on things above. Well, that's what this is. These gifts of the Spirit, this is part of setting your heart on things above. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. Well, again, I just wanted to say that, you know, this message, what I'm trying to stir in our hearts today is some hunger, praise God, in you and I for these things. We need to hear about them. The more we hear about them, the hungrier we will become for them. The more you hear about the miracles of Jesus, the more you want to see them. Amen. Hallelujah. So we just need to be hearing. Praise God. Amen. It's exciting to consider that he wants to use us in these ways. His desire to use us is so great. His desire to manifest himself in these ways is so great that he tells us in no uncertain terms to greatly desire them. Covet earnestly these things. Amen. That's because he wants to use you and I in these ways. Hallelujah. He wants to duplicate himself in us. He wants us to do the works of Jesus. But in order to do that, we need the manifestations of the Holy Spirit operating in our lives. Jesus said it was expedient that he goes away so the Holy Spirit could come to us, the Helper could come to us. And he's the one that helps us do this. We don't do these things. We don't just decide to have a word of knowledge or decide to prophesy on our own. No. The Holy Spirit quickens those things to us. But we need him, and we need to be tight with our relationship and functioning and in a everyday walking around talking relationship with the Holy Spirit. Amen. We need to be tight with him. And that just comes by spending time with him. Amen. It comes by meditating in the Word. It comes by worshiping God and getting in his presence. It comes by speaking in other tongues. We'll talk about that more. But praise God. Those are just some ways you can stir these things up, and we need to stir up the gift that's in us. Hallelujah. We need to. Amen. He wants to manifest himself in our lives. He wants to manifest himself through us. Amen. He wants the world to see himself through us. Amen. And I'm sure you want that. I know I want that in a greater degree in my life, and I'm sure you do too. Amen? I'm sure you do. So let's just wind this up here today. Just say this with me. Maybe you'll have to run this back to hear it again, but just say this with me. I'll kind of go slow, try to break it in phrases so you can repeat after me. Lord, I'm hungry for the things of your Spirit. I desire the gifts of the Holy Spirit to function through me and throughout the body of Christ. Use whomever you choose, but fulfill this desire. Fulfill this request. We hunger for more of your Spirit, more of you manifesting yourself in the world today. Help me, help us to function and flow with you in these ways, in Jesus' name. Praise God. I'll just remind you, remember to read chapter 12, 13, and 14 there in 1 Corinthians, and I'll look forward to touching base with you on the next lesson. You be blessed, blessed, blessed. Have a great day. Selah.